Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How are you doing, Los Angeles? It's Monique LeRae. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We are right outside the window of the 2019 Soul Train Music Awards. I'm so excited. I have Michelle Onesto. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh my gosh. So a lot of people have been traveling today. Things happen. We want to wish our friend Kimo Kalani the best. He's got a little family issue. So Michelle's here with me to tell us about all the fun festivities tonight. What is going on tonight?
So we have the Soul Train Music Awards, and we're just prepping for that right now. We've been in production for the past almost month, and
you've been running crazy.
Oh my gosh, we have. And and so, as you know, one of my responsibilities is to gift the talent.
Yes.
And I got to say that's probably like one of the best rules.
Yeah, that's fun, right? You get to meet cool people and give them gifts.
Yes.
That does not suck.
Yes, exactly. So I get to be my creative side, and I get to wrap the present. And I have people like you that I work closely with, and we get to have a lot of fun.
So the inside scoop is Michelle is my liaison, and I get to bring great wine and brands. And I'm going to be giving out a shout out to all the brands and telling you guys a little bit about the brands. I'm wearing some sunglasses today by famed Diary Boutique. I love them. How fun are these?
They look great on you.
I'm going to take a photo of you guys and put it on the Instagram page. You guys will be able to see it. So Michelle has to run a little bit, but let's just ask her the pertinent questions that are important right now. If we could ask you 5 questions about being you. Okay. You're back in the town, by the way. Here's a side note, you guys, which is so fucking cool, because we talk about startup businesses. Talk about a startup business. She used to fly in the air with the greatest of ease as an acrobat. Can we say that?
Yes. So my very first job ever in my whole entire life, I was performing at Magic Mountain in Valencia, California.
That was your first job?
First job ever.
I think I was delivering pizzas. What the hell?
I was in the Magic Moments Theater, and I did 5 shows a day, 6 days a week.
Wow.
And so I did that. Then after 3 years of being there, my producer asked me if I wanted to go to Las Vegas. 2 weeks after my 19th birthday, I moved out here. Mm-hmm. And I was working with people from Cirque du Soleil as well as the Moscow Circus.
That's amazing.
And so kept me in shape. I didn't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Separately.
You're still teeny.
That was 20 years ago.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, how did you know, like, did you just... How did you know you could be so flexible, I guess? It just was a natural talent?
I was in gymnastics, competitive gymnastics, from the age of 2 till 12.
Wow.
And
that sets the precedent.
Yes. And my coaches were actually one of Nadia Comaneci's coaches.
Wow.
So I was going to the gym 6 days a week, 4 hours a day.
That's insane.
At that age. And so it was pretty, there was a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I love it. Well, there's a lot of pressure now. No, I prepped you, right?
It doesn't feel that.
It's a fun
just
pressure.
It feels like we're just talking.
It is.
Normal.
It's true. How much longer do we have? We only had 3 minutes so far.
Yeah.
We can still talk?
Yeah.
Because listen, you guys, she's got to run the red carpet. So here's the ins and outs. So Michelle is kind of great. She is actually really great. So she's done all that. And now she's running some logistics and liaisons to the brands. She's a great bridge between the brands that you guys see that perform, like the performers and the honorees and the judges and all these fun shows, unscripted and award shows. And she helps the brands that I, you know, help promote at my mixers and get you guys some exposure. So she's kind of my, you're my right-hand man.
we work well together.
You're a good team. I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
Because these brands, aren't you so... Okay, tell everybody what you thought about the mixer. Because Michelle was at the mixer in Santa Monica right before, I think it was like a week and a half ago before we were here, leading up. What did you think? You had your art there too.
Yes, I had my art there. I love being able to network. Most of those events are really for everybody to be able to network. Different businesses, people that you didn't even know existed, or products. And then, you know, everything kind of just works its way through. As far as when you learn about a product, you love it, you're going to tell your friend. Yeah. And so it's people were coming up off the street in Santa Monica just to come in.
It's
and
true. We were like right in the hook.
Yeah, it's like a great location. And I think the music was great. And just everybody's really positive and everybody wants to support each other to get their business, you know, moving.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's a cool link. So my company, we deal, I'm a great liaison between people who can get you visibility with these award shows. And I am down to earth enough to deal with people that are kind of startups. Yep. That's why it's called the fucking startup, right? Yep. I mean, it's not called the fucking startup, but it's called the startup. They love when I curse, but it'd be boring if we just talked about business. Yes. And it was dry.
Absolutely.
And like, it was this, you know, like an office.
There's nothing boring about your life.
I love you. Well, you have the inside track. And we both love tattoos.
Yes, we do.
Vegas, baby, we're in Vegas.
We are in Vegas.
Shout out to the Orleans Hotel and Casino. We love you. Thank you for the gumbo. Room so-and-so, we want more gumbo. So, all right. So let's circle back because Michelle also has a really cool startup herself. It's called Altered Inspiration. And it is a art, kind of a traveling art gallery.
Yeah. I basically, I started it 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Kind of just fell into it. Literally, I was the type of person to get I barely even passed art back in high school.
Yeah,
so
we all have it.
Yeah.
I got an A in woodshop.
I was mostly a performing artist. And then somehow I was going through a hard time and it was just a way for me to express myself.
Sure.
So I started doing art and it just, for some reason, different techniques, different things were being introduced to me naturally. And I was getting more curious as time went on. And I basically used YouTube as my mentor.
I love that. You're not the first, nor will you be the last. So what would you say, if someone couldn't see your art from here, because this is a podcast, even though we post photos, and sometimes we live stream, what would you say your art looks like if someone couldn't see it?
My art tends to be, I very much love using textures. So I use a lot of textures, distressed inks, grungy type. I love using those type of materials, but I do a lot of mixed media. Okay. For my artwork, and that's primarily what I use the bulk of, but I love using spray paint, I love using acrylic paint, I love using watercolors, I just, anything that you put in front of me, I'll try to use.
I love that.
Resin is my favorite.
Well, resin, what is resin? I've heard of it, I think I know what it is. Is there resin in my sunglasses? These are famed Diary Boutique sunglasses, by the way. They're my new favorite pair.
So resin, really, you mix two parts into one.
Okay.
You're putting me on the spot.
That's okay. There's some, but you guys can Google resin. I mean, the lady isn't a chemist. She's an artist.
I just know that you mix two parts into one. It hardens up. It cures.
Yeah.
Usually about 24 hours, it'll cure.
Yeah.
But it's trending now. So everybody's making these geodes out of resin.
Ooh.
And, you know, things that look like agate slices. And mm-hmm. It's something that I've always been into since I was a kid, and now it's becoming this trend. So
I love that.
I love it too.
Okay, so are you gonna make some boots out of resin? That would be fun.
You know what? There are so many things I've made out of resin, and I have no idea what to do with it. I just keep it.
Could be a gallery would get you.
Yeah.
Maybe you get yourself a gallery. Yeah. We all come by.
Or my, you know, I have that. So on Instagram.
Yes.
Recently. And again, you know, I feel like I'm a rookie, but somebody saw my artwork on Instagram.
Oh, this is the exciting part, you guys.
Yes.
This is where the startup starts up.
Yes. And so they emailed me and they asked me, you know, we saw your artwork on Instagram. Would you like to showcase your artwork at our show, which is called Raw Artist, R-A-W.
Yeah. Downtown Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. And I
That's a huge venue.
Yeah. And so I had to submit my work. And then they came back right away. They said that I've been approved. So now I'm a Raw Artist. And the show is December... oh my gosh.
No, it's December 18th, you guys, in downtown LA. So just Google Raw, Downtown LA, Altered Inspiration, Michelle Ernesto.
Yeah.
because I think there's an Eventbrite link. We'll put it in the, we'll put it in on my Instagram so you guys can grab a ticket, because I think you only have a few left. We're almost sold out for
yes,
you.
Yes, we are.
Yep. So yes. That's great.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you too.
Yes.
Are you going to dress all like goth and like artist, like forward? This is my gallery.
You know, always.
Which could be fun.
I love fashion too. And there's the show is actually not just for visual arts, but it's also for fashion. So fashion designers, musicians, all sorts of people. So it's a really, you know, all around, it's for very much for the creative community. But
I saw the other artist, but there's no one like you. So, you know, Michelle gave me a beautiful original piece, and it had all the beautiful, you know, fashion designers that you could think of as a woman in your 30s and 40s and all in one palette. And I'm so grateful because I'm going to buy a house next year and I'm putting it up. It's going to be one of the first pieces
nice.
I put. And I'm thank you. And it's an honor to have it. And, you know, you could see that she put a lot of love in it, and it's an original. It's like, you're not going to see two of these. So if you're feeling for something different this holiday season, and you want to get out and get a piece from someone that's really organic from SoCal that just wants to express herself, get a piece of art for somebody, you know, always get a coach, you know, God bless coach. You can always get, I'm not knocking. I don't want to get a letter from you fuckers, but you can always get a bag. You could always get a piece of jewelry, but get a piece of original art.
Yeah, something that has maybe the favorite colors of the person that you're going to be gifting.
That's a great idea. What's their favorite color?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day's coming up. Maybe it's a Valentine's Day gift.
But also, anybody that has an idea, like has a concept that they kind of have an idea for a painting, they can always run it past me, and then I can create something for them.
So here's a great thing that she's doing. Custom-made art. So hand prints, baby prints, footprints,
whatever they want.
That's really cool. So like if someone wants to do like an engagement, maybe you could put like the ring in the
I do so much stuff. I actually I had somebody have a wedding, and I did like, I made these necklaces for every single person in the wedding party. It was like mother of the bride, father, you know, like I made
every
all
piece,
these
so
I made necklaces for every single person that was attending the wedding. I did like the decorations, I did all of that. I do the centerpieces. So I love doing, I do also on the side, event planning.
That's insane, you guys.
I just like being creative.
And I do too. I love
interacting.
That. Yes. You're good at it. So she's being called, you guys. Are you getting in trouble? You got so many. We grabbed her off the red carpet, you guys. We got an exclusive. So what would you give? I know you got to go. What would you give those new upcoming artists? Advice and like how to really tap into their original art and get out there and not be afraid.
So one of the things I always do, I mean, it's always, you know, you're worried about what people are going to think. You're worried about, you know, whether your art is good or not. And you have to think of it in terms of one person might not like your art, but you know what? Somebody else might. There's, you know, everybody has different tastes. It doesn't mean it's wrong or right. Everybody has the preference, and you can't appease everybody. And one of the things that I was told by an artist that if you post your artwork online, always do a watermark of your logo, of your name, something, because that's how people start recognizing your name. People start recognizing your logo, and that's how you are actually found. And so that's something that no matter what, whenever you post something, and so it also prevents people from stealing your artwork. So I always say, you know what, if something seems interesting, something seems really cool, and you've never tried it before, here, just try it. You'd be surprised how easy some of these things are.
Yeah,
they just look intimidating.
More complicated.
Yeah,
if someone had to start somewhere.
Yeah,
right. Like, what was homeboy that hung upside down for a few years? And he's gangster with the art. What's his name? You guys that hung upside down.
Wow. Monet.
Was it Monet? Smoet. I am a true wino. I own the wine caterers. I think about champagne and it's sparkling all the time. Yes, Monet. Didn't he hang upside down for a while and paint something? Who was it that hung upside down that painted, you guys?
Oh, I know.
There's an artist. Yes. You guys, tweet, Instagram, message. correct me. I don't claim to be an artist or artist aficionado.
I see.
I'm here to learn. This is why I have Michelle here, and we're gonna learn together.
Yes.
Yeah. So you look really cute. What are you wearing today?
Well, actually, somebody helped me pick out my outfit. Thank goodness. Somebody is sitting next to me. But
I love you. But Famed Diary Boutique is styling you. You have the little creamy. You have. She has the creamy mocha pleather pants. They're like the little. They've got a cute little bundled bottom. Can you look? I don't think anyone can see us, but we'll take a photo. But it's a cute little bundled bottom.
Oh my gosh, with my stiletto booties.
The black little stiletto booties. She's going to go on the red carpet and get a photo, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be heading out there so long as I don't get out there too late.
You got to go, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is the sun going down?
It's an indoor
red carpet, goddamn. We could do it. All right. So tell us what you think about 2020 and entrepreneurship, and where do you feel the art world is going? And, you know, what do you think? What's your prediction?
You know what? I kind of feel like there's a lot more people doing art now because of there's this one technique that everybody's doing right now. It's called the dirty pour. And that's where they pour all different colors into one cup. I'm giving you the summarized version. Mm-hmm. All different colors into one cup, and then you pour it back, and it's just, it's not as technical as fine art where you're drawing a particular subject. It's more abstract, and it's giving people confidence in making art, which I think is
more approachable.
Because it seems like, because you would be surprised how these things turn out pretty cool. And people are actually, there's so many more people that are more willing to do art. I have had so many of my friends start doing painting because I showed them this technique. And I think it's great that people are not as intimidated.
I love that.
Yes.
So just go outside of your comfort zone and don't be afraid. It's what you're telling me, I think.
Yes. And then if anybody goes on YouTube, they show you step by step. And just try it. They would be so surprised how easy it is.
Try it. You might like it.
Yes.
So I think what needs to happen next is like next year we have to do a live art. Because, you know, I did I did a Naya Tamari with my friend Aslan. Hi, Aslan Berry. Shout out. She let us put like pastrami and cheese. It was like Naya Tamari, like the Japanese sushi with the lady. You put it on her body.
Yes.
But we put it around her. So if she had a onesie. Yeah. And she, but around her is where you ate, not off of her.
Yes.
Like if someone wanted to, there was she had a full onesie on and saran. It was clean. But perhaps there's like a artist situation.
Absolutely.
That could be fun.
We could do the spray paint thing with the you know, the planets.
Yes.
That's something that, like, there's a lot of artists in Venice that do that. And
I got an original piece with the planets.
Yes. And then I learned that from YouTube. Again, I swear, I learned how to let go of my fear, because fear is the only thing that keeps all of us from being able to do anything.
The fear is that people will accept what you do.
And you know what? I will tell you, some of the earliest stuff I did, I can't believe I even posted those things.
Let's talk about that. What is the early stuff?
Idiots. 2014 was when I started. And I'm thinking my friends must have lied to me constantly.
That's why they're all on the singing shows.
Gosh, it's so terrible.
You do not know how to sing.
No, not at all. But I cannot. The artwork I did in the beginning, terrible. But you know what? If they would have discouraged me, if they would have judged me, I might not have kept on going. So
maybe that's the missing link of it.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. There's something in the middle. So
yes,
I know you have to go. We keep saying it. I think you're amazing.
Thank you. I think you're.
Thank you. Where can people find you online?
So usually on Instagram, it's altered_inspiration.
What's the theme behind that? Why is it altered?
So basically my very, very, very first piece of art that I made, there were these two metal pieces. It was actually Tim Holtz's collection, like some of his embellishments. And there's these round metal things that show different words. And the two I had randomly picked out said altered and inspire.
Huh.
And literally from my first piece, I came up with altered inspiration.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. One.
Yeah.
So do you want to, and I'm putting you on the spot with this question, but I know you can handle it. This is just a little sidetrack. We have 10 more minutes with you, I hope. 5 at least. This is a sidetrack, you guys, because it hits close to home. So this week we had a shooting in Southern California.
Yes.
Okay. And listen, we never ever addressed that on my show. I know that it hits everyone. And everyone feels how they're going to feel about guns and things. But I think we can all agree that we're working really hard in business to take care of our family, to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we need to take care of those that we're taking care of, which are the kids.
Right.
And they don't get a rewind on their childhood. They don't get a second chance. Right. So I think we have to definitely find a common ground with that. And I think, Michelle, was hard. You were kind of hard hit.
I was because I grew up in Saugus, California.
Yeah.
And as we know, Saugus High School was the high school where they had the shooting just this past week.
Yeah.
And Santa Clarita was the third safest city when I was growing up.
Stevenson's Ranch, Valencia. If you guys are travelers, adjacent to Magic Mountain, Six Flags.
Yes.
So you're about 30, 40 miles away from LA up north.
Yeah, it's considered, it's very suburban, you know, suburbia, family oriented, hardly any crime. I mean, when we were kids, we'd be running around at night and it didn't matter.
You're
because
by an
we were
Air Force
safe.
Base, aren't you?
Like, yes,
through New Hall, whatever.
There was one, I believe.
Yeah.
And so it's just super safe area. And of course, you know, the increase of, you know, these campus shootings that have been happening over the course of all these years. And everybody has their opinion as far as why they might be increasing.
And how we can control it.
Exactly. And but when it hit Saugus.
Who messes with Saugus? Which is what everybody says to their city.
Yes.
You know, who will shoot teacher so-and-so?
Yeah.
Who will shoot this kid?
And I keep in touch with a lot of people from my high school and a lot of teachers, too. And I just can't believe, I mean, there were two people that passed away that were killed. I think they were 13 and 14 years old.
Can you guys imagine not living your life past 13?
Yes.
Give this a chance. Like, and I think
I think that is the hardest thing for a lot of people is why? Like, we want to know why. And I don't think anybody will ever find out sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And I love that you're sharing this. And I'm so sorry about the two lives that we lost. And the 13, I mean, even if you add those up, that's 26. And we've lived past 26, both of us.
Exactly.
A lot of my listeners have lists. So listen, you guys, here's the bottom line. This is not a political show. You're not going to get it out of me. We're not going there because I believe in business. So does Michelle. Yeah. And we believe that business will fuel and help, you know, any problem you might have in your life. Because if you make more money, you can fix any problem in your life. And money is a good thing. Money is your friend. But what we want to do is encourage you to reevaluate what you feel.
Yeah.
And how you, and if it's okay with you having two 13-year-olds dying for your right to bear arms in a certain way.
You know what was really great, though, out of, even though, I mean, obviously that was a tragic, you know,
situation, for sure. It was
the one thing that came out of it that really touched me was so all of our areas of Saugus, Newhall, Canyon Country, we're all rivals, of course. You know,
Canyon Country,
we are all
track
rivals.
Soccer rivals, football, all the sports.
And I was on dance team, so you know, I was on the Saugus High School dance team. So you know, I was part of the sports and whatnot, but. Just this past, this week after the shooting happened, Hart High, which is one of the best football teams, I will say, I'll admit that.
All state? I don't know.
Hart had up at their game, it said, we heart Saugus. And then Saugus Station, and they were so supportive. The entire community came together as one big family.
That's
and
great.
That's I'm not surprised because that's how Santa Clarita is. That's my hometown. I love it.
I got chills just now.
Yeah,
you gotta put down the competition and be human.
Yes.
I think that's the point. Put down the competition, you guys.
Yes.
Whether you're on the right side or the left side or in between side, put down the competition because we're American and we love our kids, right?
Yes.
And they can never get their childhood back.
Yeah.
And we're entrepreneurs and we're working really hard around the clock so that they can win in life. So let's put a platform where they can live.
Yes.
Because if they live, then they win.
Yeah.
So what is the answer? What can we do to make this go away? And I think as entrepreneurs, we have to come together. What do you think is the start?
Maybe
in a bipartisan, no bashing anybody, just way.
I just feel like, I don't know. I think that because it's so difficult to afford things, you know, it's so expensive living. Cost of living is so expensive, but
it's also expensive to die.
And then it forces both parents to work.
Sure.
And so both parents might not be able to be at home all the time. Right. Whereas my mom was always, you know, home as soon as I got home. I never got left
home.
You
were not a latchkey kid like me.
No.
Hashtag latchkey kid films.
But like, you know, and it's difficult. I mean, I'm not a parent and I will say that I don't know how parents do it. I admire how parents could be two places at once and, you know, have to juggle work and then home. And I just don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. Like, we don't know what's influencing our children out there.
Right.
You know, the kids that they might be hanging out with. Maybe it's media. Maybe it's, you know.
Well, we are in media. So let's get fucking grimy. We are media.
Right.
Do you think that you and I are influencing gun violence?
No, not at all.
All right. So listen, you guys, I want to get messages. Michelle's got to go. Michelle, thank you so much. You're amazing. To be continued.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
A shout out to Saugus and all the families and everybody that were affected. And please, I am encouraging guys to message me on the Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram and tell me what your thoughts are about it. And yeah, I care about shootings everywhere. I super duper care about them close to where I'm at and close to where Michelle is at because that's where I live. And so I want them to all stop. And as entrepreneurs, we can do it. If we can do business, we can help find a bipartisan way to make these shootings stop, right? Because we're all working for our families. And if our families get killed, what are we working for? All right, I'm going to leave it there because it is still Soul Train Music Awards weekend in Las Vegas. Thank you for tuning in. So here's the thing, guys. I'm kind of winging it. It's my first time ever winging it. I don't know how to do it. I give props to Wendy and Hollywood Unlocked and everybody else that does the winging. I don't think it's winging, though. I think they're just awesome. I want to give you a little bit more about myself before we pivot into more of the fun weekend highlights. So as a casting producer, starting off in 2000, I'm going to celebrate 20 years being a casting producer, casting director, and just a producer. I started off, and I think I gave you guys kind of the rundown on my first show, but I want to highlight a little bit more about, you know, where I come from so you can understand my background and A equals Z, A to B to C to Z, okay? So there was a show called Lover Loser, and I worked with a guy named Sam Rima, and he is so awesome. He works, he does casting and talent. He worked for a long time with Playboy. He might still be there. He is one of those people that once he touches you, you are blessed. He gives you the blessing. And love him or hate him, I choose to love him, and I still am so grateful. He is amazing. And I owe my casting recruiter career to him because when I started there, he continued hiring me. He said, you know, you did a good job, keep going. And, you know, it's a rough road. So let me paint the picture for you for casting people. Back then in 2000, at the turn of, from the 1999s, right? So the turn into 2000, we would get a rundown. This is what we need and we need it now. So they would tell you exactly what kind of casting people you would need. And you had to go out and pound these streets of LA, and you would also go to Orange County, and part of where Michelle is from, you go to to Valencia and Saugus, that area, Santa Cruz area. Also, you'd go down to San Diego and sometimes Las Vegas if you got a budget. But you would have to, in San Francisco as well. So you'd just be up and around that area. So within 200 and 300 miles each direction. So I would literally get a rundown sheet of this is what we need for the casting. And this is when we need it. So it was yesterday. It was always yesterday. It was never the day before or tomorrow. So we had a lot of fun. And when you're in your 20s and you're excited and you're trying to find talent and they're excited too, you can do that. I remember a colleague of mine, and I'll leave her name out. We would start recruiting in San Diego. So we drive from LA and we start recruiting in San Diego. And from San Diego, we would have to stay there. So we'd negotiate with the production company. Hey man, can you throw us $100 for a room? Like, we're not driving back to LA. We're going to be exhausted. We probably want to have a cocktail. We want to sleep. So there wasn't enough money for a room sometimes. So we'd have to change in our car. And we would change in our car. And we would go out. So we'd do day recruiting that would include, like, you know, jeans and a t-shirt. And, you know, we would get people off the street that are coming from the gym or wherever. And then we would go out night casting. So night casting would include, bars. So we'd say, all right, we're from this network and we need this type of, you know, contestant or guest for our show. And we would do it. And, you know, we would make no money. I mean, barely enough to pay for parking, but it would happen. And my point of this story is you can look at something in two ways. You can look at an opportunity like that as, oh my God, you can't even pay your rent in LA. Or you could look at it like, wow, if I rock this little bit of salary with this opportunity in this platform, we could win. And she and I chose to look at it that way. And I want to empower all of you startups out there to look at it that way. If someone's giving you half of what you're worth or nothing hardly, and you're barely making it, I want you to look at it, take your emotion out, which is hard as fuck, right? Just back away and go, all right, in 60 days, how can I rock this? How can I leverage everything that I'm good at? So I had a conversation with someone last night. Okay, let me give you an example of this. She is a public speaker. Okay, I am not. Obviously, I stumble on the radio with you guys, but we make it work. But she's a public speaker. And she told me the avenues in which she speaks to date and how she'd been hitting up on, roadblocks and growing that public speaking platform to make money that she would be comfortable with and that she feels like would be respectable to the time and the age and where she is, okay? And I said, who are you speaking to? Who is your audience? Reassess who you're speaking to. Go to Google. Go to universities. Go outside of your comfort zone. Go to something that makes you extremely uncomfortable and approach them. Leverage your best thing that you've ever done, your most notable accolade, and for lack of a better term, pimp that out. Pimp it out. I got two Emmys and I pimp it out as much as I can to get in the door. So leverage the best thing you've done or the most notable accolade that you have and go to the next level, okay? So that's what you have to do. Knock on Google's door. Of course they need mentors. Of course they need speakers. So do that. Go to Tesla. Go to someone that scares you. Go to SpaceX. Go to Disney, you know? So don't be afraid to go out of that. And so with my colleague and I, this roundabout. So with my colleague and I, the one that we changed in our car to do casting, we leveraged that to get an office, get a budget, show them our worth, show them that we're worth more money and we're worth getting a room to change our clothes in, show them that we can deliver talent when they need it, and give us a platform to be comfortable a little bit more, just a little bit more. And we were able to do that. And so the moral of the story is to not succumb to the current circumstances, okay? Look at it as a choice, a fork in the road. This sucks, I hate it, change it. If you don't like the dial, change the channel. And I know it sounds easier said than done. Let me give you another example. I've had every job, you guys, so there's no way that you can come at me and say that this isn't true. I've had every job. You name it, I've done it. I've done everything. I've worked for everyone. I've delivered pizzas. I've sold tickets. I've my father and I, we did a list when I was like 25, I think, and I lost the list, but I've done every fucking job, and there's no greater job, and there's no greater reward than working for yourself, as scary as it is. So if you can get to that point and you find that you have a skill or a niche that not a lot of people are doing, or even if they're doing it different, and you're doing it well, go for it. So this show is always about encouragement. So the sun is setting here in Nevada. It's beautiful. It's pink. There's a little bit of blue. I'm at the Orleans in Las Vegas, and we are super excited to get to the show. We start here in a little bit. We start at 5 p.m. Pacific. I'll be with you until 4:50. So we just have a few more moments. But let's talk about the brands that are here, okay? I want to talk to you guys about sponsors and the startups that have that vision, that are channeling their niche, that are, you know, going for it, that trust me with their brand. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. You know, they spend money to do marketing, and they spend money to trust someone that they don't know across the country sometimes. And, you know, you want to deliver. So I want to give a special shout out to all my sponsors. Let's start with Michael Soberg Family Wines. You guys know I always talk about Leah. She is the daughter of Michael Soberg. He pioneered this wine. She got 90 points recently on a very public and amazing wine platform. And I'll post that on my wine caterers platform at the Wine Caterers on Instagram, and you will see her bottle. Congratulations, Leah, on your 90 points recognition on your wine. And it was for the Cabernet Sauvignon, you guys. She does a hybrid with that. So she does about 5% Merlot. I know it's a dirty word in wine country, but it's really not a dirty word. She's bringing it back. All right. Control Alt Gin, Jennifer McCray. She's in the heartland, you guys. She is a traveling nurse. She's launching a, it's kind of a counseling, kind of a self, you can do it platform. She wants to help you control, alt, delete anything you've done in the past and pivot you forward to your future, okay? Also, we have Save Our Jewels, and they are promoting healthy feminine products. And they're on Instagram as well. So they're amazing. Thank you for your support. The Love Method by Nicole Moore. She is a celebrity love coach. She gives you a reading and she goes with intuition. Her and her husband and her baby are amazing. And they're in the Southern California area. So if you have a corporate event or a celebrity event and you want a love reader to come by, you can find her on Instagram at Love Method with Nicole Moore. Takimi Health, my friend Takimi Health in Dallas, Texas, with the dog gummies. They are amazing. They're, you know, all CBD derived, and they're for the dog. So if they're having an ache and pain or they need to, you know, relax, they have those. Archery Jewelry, they're out of Bali. She is my Swedish sister from another mister. And she is she's giving you beautiful jewelry that's handmade. So you can find her on Instagram as well. Let me give you a couple more of our sponsors because we actually just got a few more. And I'm excited to share. Make sure you're on Instagram, you guys. We have so many great sponsors. After Takimi Health and Archery Jewelry, we have Purses of Hope, my girl Framika. She just had an event last night, and it was a success in the greater Atlanta area. Persons of Hope is nationwide. It's going to be worldwide. I think it might already be worldwide. If you have any used purses, any handbags, wallets, or anything that can hold items, she wants to encourage you to put fresh feminine products in those purses and ship them to her. And you can find her on Instagram, okay? So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support the homeless women in your community and outside of your community that are looking for jobs, they still need to be fresh. They still need to dress and be able to have respect for themselves when they go into that interview. So this gives them hope. So it's Purses of Hope, okay? Angeles Vista, I'm wearing her bag tonight. It's a beautiful marble bag. If you have any event, she can get you the right bag for your event. And she's going to expand outside of just purse wear and lady wear. She'll be at our startup event in Santa Monica on December 5th. And you can find that on Eventbrite for the startup. I Love Amaranth, my homie. You know, my friend with the Mayan seed, the super seed, super healthy, super great. And healthy, you know, is kind of an understatement. Amaranth is an unknown thing, but it's going to be hot to death. So I Love Amaranth is, you heard it there first. Famed Diary Boutique. Hey, girls. She's got an amazing brand. I think Michelle that we just interviewed is wearing it. I have the sunglasses, so you'll see photos of that. Thank you again for the love. Eclectic Exhale Experience E3. This gentleman is all about the hookah, you guys. He is passionate about it. His name's Harrison. He puts all his heart and soul into the Eclectic Exhale Experience, and it's not your everyday hookah experience. So you can find him on Instagram as well, and he ships all around the country. UB Into You. Now there's a few of them. This one is special. Find them on Instagram. You can follow me on Capricorius Media and you'll see exactly who they are. Nonprofit, amazing organization, building up the community in Georgia and worldwide. Their subsidiary, actually, they have something launching soon, which is called Bradley Teas and Things. And I'm excited to share that with you as soon as we get some teas and things. And that's going to probably roll out in 2020 in the first half. So you'll see that. Crafts by Queen with a Q. Thank you, Crafts by Queen. We've got your tumblers. We've got your wine glasses. We've got your t-shirts and your totes. And you're going to see a hashtag soon. Beautiful. They do everything. Wreaths and fun little knickknacks if you're having a party or a wedding or an anniversary or a trip. She's got it all. Totes and wreaths and wine bottles and tumblers and t-shirts and all kinds of cool things. So thank you so much for your love there. Altered Inspiration, you met her here first. Michelle Onesto. She's got a raw downtown LA art experience. And you can just find that on Eventbrite or just Google it. The Wine Caterers is my company. On Instagram, we cater to corporate Hollywood and we do wine placement. Capricorius Media is short for Capricorn and Aquarius, and we're a media, mixed media company. We do brand placement. We do documentaries, Justice for Jackie, Justice for Andre and Bryson. And so we have a light side and we have a very serious side, but we try to be well-rounded, and that's us. Silicon Beach Coffee Company is my other baby. And that'll be coming to you in 2020 a lot more often. And that'll be some fun iced coffee around Silicon Beach in LA. I just added these, which are super fun. Nadira Healing Arts. She's out of Oregon, you guys. She's super dope. I met her on accident, which is not an accident. Beautiful soul, super sweet. She'll be in LA for the Oscars gifting suite. She's going to do love readings as well, but in a different way. So everyone's got their own technique. Super sweet soul. J. Will Productions, what's up from Ohio? J. Will is dope. If you need anything in the greater Ohio area, he will help you with production, with events. He's your guy. And I got to tell you firsthand, he works around the clock. I can't get into it. I'm glad you're doing your thing, J. Will. And he's all around amazing. And if you need anything, he's there for you. And I love that. Production, edit, events, music. He's your guy. And he's great, great people. And it's a pleasure to be working with you. And thank you for the sponsorship tonight. One Hope Wine. One Hope, thank you so much for coming through for us. One Hope came through for the red carpet tonight, you guys. We've got celebrities that are going home with One Hope. And they are sparkling wines. They're in association with Michael Solberg Family Wines. And Michael Solberg did a custom wine for the Soul Train Music Awards tonight. You'll see photos of that. So I think we have everybody. If I miss somebody, I'm in trouble. I hope not. LA Talk Radio, always having my back when I'm running around. I'm not just in LA anymore, you guys. So if you need anything, if you want to promote your business, if you want to be featured on my show, if you have a startup, if you're just kind of scared and you don't know what, if you want to get your logo together, I'm your girl. We do it all, and we're approachable. And you can ask my brands and my sponsors, because they know it's true. I work around the clock. I answer my phone. But I want to give a shout out to a friend in Missouri, Ray J, Lady Ray J. She's listening, and she's streaming us in Missouri, and it's a pleasure to make your listeners earstream. I just made that term up. You guys, this is my 9th show. I'm super nervous. I've never had it where I'm freestyling. Manny Streets pre-recorded with me. We're going to play that very soon. He's super awesome. I want to give him a shout out. He gave a lot of love yesterday. We pre-recorded because he's flying all around the world, you guys. It's hard to pin his ass down. He was leaving here and we were going to get a drink. And I said, let's pre-record. He's got a lot of great things. He is a manager. He's an actor. He's doing a lot of business coaching. So if you need him, look him up at Manny Streets. And it's spelled real funny, like S-T-R-E-E-T-Z, Streets. But funny, cool, right? So find your boy Manny Streets on there. And Kimo Kalani, he's amazing. Sending a lot of love to him and his family. I hope that we get to connect with him real soon. And I'm sure we will. So to all the nominees, all the winners, all the presenters tonight at the 2019 Soul Train Music Awards from Las Vegas, I want to wish you guys a lot of love and congratulations. And I appreciate the support again. You'll see some photos, you guys. Go to my Instagram at The Startup with Monique LeRae. You guys follow LA Talk Radio as well. We're trying to grow this brand and give you what you need. Also, I welcome any kind of feedback. If we're talking too much or not enough, it is called talk radio, though. Mm-hmm. God damn it. But just let me know what you think, okay? And who else do you want to hear on here? What other people do you want me to interview? I'm happy to get them for you. I think I'm going to finish about 3 minutes early because, you guys, I got to get into the award show. It starts in like 15 minutes. So please forgive me if I cut out. Last shout out I want to give is to just everybody doing it, right? All you guys that get up that are working a job and you hate it and you're thinking about your dream, right? And you're like, God, I got to do this shift so I can pay for this. I hear you. I'm with you. You know, just keep grinding. Don't stop. Find someone that believes in you. Partner up. Sell a percentage of your business if you can. That's respectable to what you're doing. And, you know, scale it up in 2020, all right? It's 2020. So what will you start up in 2020 should be my new hashtag. But what will you start up in 2020? Don't be afraid, okay? Just take this first step. Call me. Message me. Let's have you on this show. Maybe that's your first step. Write a business plan. A lot of times, these businesses do not want long business plans. The banks do not want that, okay? The game has changed. Do a 1 to 2, 1.5 page quick game plan, all right? And revisit it every few months. Every week, every other week, every few months, whatever is feasible for you. If you find that there's some business changes for you, there's a demand over here and not so much a demand over there, don't be married to the original plan. Change it, pivot. I hate that word these days, but change it. Don't be afraid to move in a different direction and fit what the demand is. Die to your ego and live for the profit, Okay. So whatever you thought the brand might be, it might not be. Go in the direction of the energy. If someone's asking for that and they keep asking you, go there. All right. So a lot of love to you guys. Thank you for listening. What will you start up today? Have a good one.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.